you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. This edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop, located at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the old grill sergeant, Randy Haynes.
Throw another bag of charcoal on the grill, mother. Let's torch another hunk of meat, shall we? I have to admit, hosting the Outdoor Cooking Show is one of the highlights of my week. And that's not just because I've spent my entire adult life being on the radio. The Outdoor Cooking Show is kind of like continuing education on steroids for me. And I hope you learn a thing or two along the way, too. It just seems like every show gives me a new trick to try or some new insight into how to prep food I'm about to grill or just general how-to stuff that I've never even thought about before. And all of it helps me become a better outdoor griller. And that makes my family very happy. They've already told me how much better my burgers and ribs are, and they're starting to request that I apply some of those tricks and techniques to other dishes. Dishes they especially love, like chicken and seafood and steaks. Yeah, I made the mistake of actually just saying the word steak a few days ago, and almost immediately my daughter-in-law Danielle said, "We haven't had steaks in a long time, Pop. When are you going to grill some steaks, Pop?" So if you're the chief chef in charge of the backyard grill, let me offer you a little advice. Don't mention any cut of meat that you don't personally want to eat, because it will come back to bite you in the it will come back to haunt you. I almost said bite you in the butt, but that would have been a tragically awful play on words for the Outdoor Cooking Show. Totally unintentional play on words, but still highly regrettable and personally embarrassing nonetheless. Maybe I should just bail out on this line of thought, do something else altogether. You know, like drag out the old email bag. We haven't done that in a while. After all, it's always good to hear what you guys have to say about the show. And what could possibly go wrong? Remember, you can always send us a message via our Facebook page, simply titled The Outdoor Cooking Show. So let's see what we have here. This is cool. One of you writes, "Thanks for interviewing Sam Hickey over at Creekstone Outdoor Living. He built an outdoor kitchen for our backyard, and it is the centerpiece of conversation for every visitor to our home." I have no doubt about that. She goes on to say, "It's beautiful. We use it all the time. Sam and his team were total pros. They gave us exactly what we asked for. Creekstone Outdoor Living is the best." Great. Good to hear. It's always nice to speak on behalf of people like Sam Hickey and Creekstone Outdoor Living, because we know our listeners are always going to be happy with the results. Sam's just that kind of guy. You know, he's never satisfied until you're satisfied. And let me add, outdoor kitchens are just the beginning at Creekstone Outdoor Living. They can build fire pits, cabanas, did I say that right? Patio covers, pergolas, I know I said that one right. I mean, virtually anything for backyard living spaces. Sam even told us that Creekstone Outdoor Living has branched out into building custom homes. So these guys really can handle just about anything. And they got a really cool website, creekstoneoutdoors.com, or you can just call them at 713-389-5936. They're great people. Say hello to Sam for me. And speaking of friends of the show, here is a note about Jake Johnson. "We've been eating Jake's Atomic Salsa for quite a while, and we like it so much we stopped buying other brands. Jake is a great kid, and his salsa is even better. Plus, there's a level of spice that's perfect for everybody's taste buds, from mild to super hot." Yep, That's true. I think Jake likes to call it molecular to nuclear with everything in between. The thing I like best about Jake's Atomic Salsa is that little citrus taste that it has. I don't know exactly how he does it. I would never, ever ask. But I love that little bite of lemon or lime or whatever it is. Plus, Jake is adamant about grilling the jalapeno peppers he uses in his salsa, and that achieves a smoky flavor that outdoor grillers like me just absolutely adore. So you can order some on his website, jakesatomicsalsa.com, or you can call his mom, Carrie, at 832-236-1280, and you can arrange a meeting time and a place to pick up the salsa, and you can just pay cash if that's what you want to do. As I've said so many times before, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb. So what else do we have? Oh, here's one. We enjoyed the show on losing weight after the holidays, but we thought you might talk to some experts on commercial weight loss programs that you see on TV all the time. Why didn't you do that? You know, I did think about doing that. But I decided that those programs advertise a lot, so you probably already know all about them. But I probably should have included a question about that for the nutritionist we had on. Remember him, Brett Johnson? It would have been good to know what a professional dietitian thinks of commercial weight loss systems. You know, whether they're everything they crack themselves up to be. Heck, if they even work at all. I've had friends say that they've lost weight on them at first, but they really didn't work long term. So I guess I should have asked Brett about that. Maybe we'll have Brett back on the show someday and we'll discuss that particular issue. Ooh, you know, now that I think about it, I also meant to ask him what he thinks of the Atkins diet and the paleo diet. It's an especially popular diet right now. You know, it's the one they call the caveman diet. That's where they get the name, paleo. It's based on what cavemen ate during Paleolithic times. Hunters and gatherers, that kind of thing. So it's a good topic. Thanks for bringing it up. Oh, yeah. And then we had this comment about leftovers. That's the show we did right after New Year's. I learned so much about pot pies from the pastry chef, but I think I'll just stick with the pre-made pie crust dough that I can buy in the grocery store. Yep, I agree with the listener on this one. Now, I wanted Angela Johnson, by the way, no relation to Jake Johnson, but I wanted Angela to kind of walk us through the process of making our own pie crust dough from scratch because, candidly, I've never heard anybody explain that before. But in all honesty, after hearing her describe all the steps involved, I think we'll just hang with the Pillsbury Doughboy at our house, too. Thank you very much. Now, Angela insisted that it was easy, but it didn't sound all that easy to me. However, I did learn some general how-to stuff that I'd never thought about before from Angela. For instance, I didn't know that homemade pot pies were essentially just baking the pie crust dough. If you don't take on the chore of making your own dough, the whole thing is relatively easy. You simply form-fit the pie crust dough to the pie pan or the casserole dish or the bowl, whatever you want to bake the pot pie in, and then you just pour in the sauce or the gravy that you bake and the already cooked meat and vegetables and then cover it with another layer of pie crust dough. Then you bake it in the oven until the crust is golden brown. Now, the reason why I emphasize already cooked meat and vegetables is because you're not really cooking the insides of the pot pie. You're just baking the pie crust dough. You're warming the sauce, the meat, and the vegetables that go inside. So it's very important to make sure that your sauce, meat, and vegetables are cooked in advance. Now, that may have been a no-brainer for you foodies out there, but that was an entirely new revelation for me. And I was excited to learn something new. It's one of those how-to things that happens on almost every show. I'm telling you, at least once, sometimes even more often than that. And you know, those leftover vegetables bring us around to the subject of today's edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show, side dishes. It's all those leftover side dishes that go together and make great ingredients for pot pies. But we shouldn't overlook that they're great additions to every entree first. So today we're going to talk about things like mashed potatoes. I'll be honest. You only eat mashed potatoes for your three best friends forever that go along with mashed potatoes, butter, gravy, and carbs. Or glazed carrots, because deep down inside, you were really hoping that there was some booze in there somewhere, weren't you? Or Brussels sprouts. No, not Brussels sprouts. Unless they're farm fresh. So that's where we'll begin. Fresh from the farm favorites. Stick around. Might learn something new.
If your barbecue has gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in four different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all four flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb. Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Huh, like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Creek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the Grill Father, Randy Haynes.
We are proud to bring back our old friend and sponsor on this show, Alfred Froberg, who owns and operates Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alton. Hello, Alfred.
Hey, how you doing?
You're doing good. How is Nina these days?
She's busy, but she's good.
Well, it's always good to be busy. We've hosted Alfred on the Outdoor Cooking Show before, but for those who haven't heard the story, give us a brief history of Froberg's Farm, Alfred.
Yeah, we're down here in Alvin. My grandfather started the farm as a strawberry farm, and then my dad branched out over the years into vegetables, and now we've built a state-of-the-art roadside market with the bakery inside, and we offer year-round produce. We still have a lot of strawberries and vegetables and always have something going on.
But Alfred and Nina have really turned Froberg's Farm into kind of an educational experience for kids. And if we're being perfectly candid, for adults too, if you take a trip down to Froberg's Farm, you're going to better understand the agrarian industry in general. But children are especially impressed with all the activities that they can take part in down there. I have to tell you, Alfred, my daughter-in-law Danielle took my grandson Liam to Froberg's Farm to pick strawberries. And the little booger didn't want to leave. He was just having so much fun, he wanted to spend the night. So tell us about your strawberry patch and how people can come down there and pick their own.
Yes, sir. We have it's a 35-acre strawberry patch. We're the largest in Texas. And what you do is when you come to the market, you purchase a bucket for $1. You can bring that bucket back as many times as you want. You're never charged again for the bucket. And we charge $2.45 a pound, and you can pick wherever you want. You can stay as long as you want, and you just pay for what you pick. You know, we get people come every day, you know, and pick just a few, you know, what they want to eat that day. And we get a lot of people come almost every weekend.
Now, speaking of weekends, you also do a citrus picking on the weekend. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, we've got, we probably still raise about 350 different kinds of citrus, satsumas, tangelos, grapefruit, the navel oranges, Meyer lemons, and the kumquats, and we take them on a trailer ride, and they go out in the field and pick whatever, you know, whatever kind of citrus they want.
And Froberg's Farm holds a wildly popular fall festival every year. How'd it go this year, Alfred?
It was very busy. We were lucky with the weather. We had a lot of people visit the corn maze, and it was a big hit. It's just a good family thing, you know.
How many people do you think you hosted during the fall festival?
It went on for about 30 days, and I'm going to say, Nina, with the school trips and everything, we was probably well close to 50,000 people in them 30 days visit the farm.
Good grief! That's incredible. And Froberg's Farm has a country store that it's worth the trip to Froberg's Farm just for the farm fresh produce they have. And they have it literally every day. What's especially good right now, Alfred?
Okay, so we're in our winter months, our cool season crops. Cabbage is real big right now. And, you know, cabbage is good for you. We still grow the mustard and turnips and collards, which are three big items, you know, people still like to eat. Kale is real popular right now, and it's good. And we grow rutabagas and kohlrabis and beets and just a lot of your winter vegetables.
And we should point out that just because certain homegrown fruits and vegetables are in season, that doesn't necessarily mean that Froberg's Farm will have them every day. So it's always best to call ahead and make sure if there's something specific you want. What's the phone number they should call, Alfred?
We're at 281-585-3531.
And they even have a produce calendar on their website that will advise you which vegetables are most likely to be available in which months of the year. What's your website, Alfred?
It's just Froberg's Farm.
Froberg'sFarm.com.
Yes, sir.
Today on the Outdoor Cooking Show, we're talking about side dishes. So let's take a couple of those examples you gave us and tell us how you and Nina prepare them as side dishes. We'll start with cabbage.
Ooh, I love cabbage.
Me too.
It's one of my favorite things. Being German, you know, us Germans always, we always eat cabbage. I like cabbage slaw, but I also like fried cabbage.
So how do you fry cabbage?
Nina will just take and kind of cut it up, not shred it, but just kind of slice it. And put it in a skillet, maybe with a little olive oil, put on low, and a little spatula, and we call it fried, you know, real low fire, and it's delicious.
You know, I've always heard about kumquats, but I can't really say I've ever eaten a kumquat? What is a kumquat, and how do you cook it?
Well, really, you can make a marmalade out of it. It's a citrus. It looks like a little baby orange. It's probably about the size of a quarter. It's one citrus that you usually just eat the whole thing, the peeling and everything. And it's got a little citrus taste. Either you like it or you don't. I eat them, you know, every day. I'll pop a couple in my mouth and suck on them and chew on them. But they're really good.
That's one of the side benefits of owning and operating a Froberg's farm, is you can just kind of drive by and grab something off a tree or a bush and pop it in your mouth, right?
Oh, we always have to check it, make sure it's good.
Now, there's another vegetable that you feature at Froberg's farm, rutabagas. Now, again, I can't say that I've ever eaten a rutabaga. Tell us about rutabagas.
Okay, the reason a lot of people down here in the South, South is known for their turnips. A rutabaga is a northern turnip, and most of the time, the only place they grow is up north in Canada and stuff, and they're shipped down here, and if you see them in the grocery store, they have wax on them, and a lot of people turn their nose up because they don't want to eat nothing with wax on them. Well, ours are pulled fresh out of the ground, usually that day, and it's just a big turnip, but it's got a delicious taste. We fix them, we peel them, chop them up, and boil them like we would potatoes, and smash them, and put a little milk in them like you would make mashed potatoes, and it's delicious. That's my favorite way to eat them. Put a little black pepper on them, and they're just like eating mashed potatoes. They got a little sweet taste to them.
And a lot of people complain about Brussels sprouts. I hear stand-up comedians making jokes about Brussels sprouts. But then there are other people who think that Brussels sprouts are the best vegetable in the entire world. Why do you think people have such a negative view of Brussels sprouts?
In my opinion, I eat them because I was made to eat them when I was little, and then it's one of them kind of deals that, you know, just after a while it just grew and, you know, was there, so you ate it. I think a lot of times down here, when we raise them, it doesn't get cold enough to make them sweet, because I have ate them from different places, and they're real sweet, so it kind of has a little strong taste, which a lot of people like that. I would rather eat cabbage, but we get a big market people that want Brussels sprouts. They like that little stronger taste.
And I love broccoli. Now, I realize it's just a little bit early, but do you have any farm fresh broccoli yet, Alfred?
Yeah, we've got a little bit, yes. This isn't the best place in the world to raise broccoli because of the heat, but we always have some, and it's good right now, and right now is when you would want it, you know. But yes, we have some broccoli.
So what's your favorite way to serve broccoli?
I just like mine steamed. And then I put black pepper on it. I mean, there's a million different ways, but that's my favorite.
And I also love cauliflower. And like broccoli, I can eat it just raw with a little ranch dip. But there's a lot of creative ways to cook cauliflower as a side dish. How do you guys like to do it?
Cauliflower is one thing. I'll eat any kind of way you fix it. my favorite way is break off the little curds, you know, about in a quarter size, and make you a batter. And fry them.
Ooh,
in a batter.
That sounds great.
And my mom used to do that when we were kids, and it was delicious. And I still eat them like that.
And greens are popular this time. You got a lot of collards and mustards.
Yeah, collards and mustard. And now that since we've had a little cool weather, they're real sweet right now.
And you know, if you throw in maybe a steak or a pork chop or a homemade sausage or a stuffed bell pepper from Greek Smokehouse, which is right next door, dinner is basically served, right, Alfred?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's got good pork chop sausage, all that you just mentioned. And you know, you got your side dishes, your rutabagas or your greens, your cauliflower, your broccoli. And all that's good together.
And if you're stumped for dessert, be sure you check out the Froberg's Farm Bakery right there on the floor in the marketplace. This is our good friend and sponsor, Alfred Froberg of Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin. He and Ray Greek, Greek Smokehouse, they have everything in stock and ready for you to take home right now. Make a fantastic dinner for tonight. They are right next door to each other at 3601 West Highway 6 in Alvin. That's just 8 miles south of 288, 2.5 miles from Business 35. And Froberg's Farm is open 7 days a week, farm fresh produce and more since 1936. Thanks for taking time out of your day, Alfred. We know you'd rather be out there riding around on your tractor. So get back out in the fields and say hello to Nina for us.
Thank you, sir, and you have a good day.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. The Outdoor Cooking Show will be back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame after this short break.
Nothing beats farm fresh produce. Roadside stands are great, but not always well stocked. But Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin always has produce fresh from the field. You can't get produce this fresh in stores. Froberg's has a spacious covered market, or you can pick your own produce if you prefer. This time of year is great for cabbage, cauliflower, collard and mustard greens, turnips, radishes, rutabagas, kumquats, even Brussels sprouts, and a whole lot more. Fruits, vegetables, jams, jellies, pickles, and a huge selection of dried beans and peas. And Froberg's Farm is famous for its pies, both traditional homemade or fried pies, with over 20 different flavors. Order in advance, and Froberg's can have as many as you need ready for pickup. And be sure you visit Greek Smokehouse right next door while you're there. Froberg's Farm, only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Froberg's Farm. Farm fresh produce since 1936. Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in 4 different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all 4 flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the daddy-o of the patio, Randy Hames.
Say hello now to Collie Moy, who's a recovering professional chef. Is that right, Collie?
That's correct, Randy.
Sounds like you've been formally trained as a chef, so tell us about your culinary educational background.
Sure. After I put myself through college, like many people, working in restaurants and bartending, waiting tables, and so forth. So after college, it was an easy segue to get into the food and beverage industry. So I primarily ran restaurants and lounges, bars, what have you. And I decided that, you know, my stroke of genius was, this looks pretty easy. I can make money at it. And so I want to, and I want to, I'm going to have to do the cooking myself, the front of house and back of house are the terms. And so I went off to culinary school. Went to the New England Culinary Institute in Burlington, Vermont. They have a couple campuses. And spent a couple years there. And as part of their program, you go cook other places in the country and return back to the campus and so forth and so on. So, you know, after I did that, I went on my own journey of exploration and honing my craft. You know, I lived on Nantucket, literally, lived in Charleston, lived in New Orleans, lived last, before I came back to Texas, was in the panhandle of Florida in the Grayton Beach, Destin area. So usually around water. I don't know if I picked it that way or not, but always around the water somewhere. So a lot of seafood was involved.
But we understand you've left the culinary field now. So why did you choose to do that?
What? That's a good. I wish I could figure that. I'm still trying to figure that out. It's a hard life, you know. If you think it's, you know, the people that watch the guys on TV and the cooking shows, and well, some of the cooking shows will show you how tough it is. But it's, you got to have passion because it's a beat down. It's a hard life. The people who do it are can be hard characters, and you work all the nights, all the weekends, and all the holidays. Well, that was fine when I was single. But when I came back to Texas, I met my wife, and we married and started a family straight away. And no more weekends and holidays for me with you know, newborn and another one on the way shortly thereafter. So I'm gratefully retired. I still enjoy cooking at home. I don't really watch the shows on TV. I don't stay in touch. You know, I see some articles and every now and then that I enjoy reading. But, you know, I enjoy cooking a lot. I cook almost every meal at home. So I'm still in touch with it and in tune with it in that fashion, but certainly not on a professional basis.
So what kind of entrees do you and your family gravitate toward?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know if you have kids or not, Randy, but as you know, a lot of people know, you have to really kind of cater to their wants and desires, you know, as they're growing up, what to cook. It's really hard to cook for mom and dad and then for the kids, too, and so forth. So. But my kids are older. They're pretty adventurous. You know, they've eaten snails, oysters, clams. You know, they did that as they were growing up. They're both teenagers now. So, you know, I cook a lot of different stuff. But the standard, you know, we're homemakers, you know. We're, you know, we beef, pork, chicken, you know, fish on a regular basis, in and out, in and out. So we try to keep it different, but we find some favorites that we always bring back into the fold.
So last week we talked about losing the holiday weight, but that is enough of that. Thank you very much. This week we don't care if it's loaded with butter or fat back. Let's just talk about stuff that tastes good. The Outdoor Cooking Show today is focusing on side dishes. So is there a basic formula for deciding what side dishes go best with each individual entree, one green, one starch, legumes and carrots? What is there a formula at all?
You know, that's a good question, because when I first came out of the chefing business, it was my nature to always put a protein, a starch, a vegetable on the plate, and my gosh, we gained weight, we were always too full, lots of leftovers. So I really dropped away from that. I don't really feel like I have to follow a formula. You know, it may just be a chicken breast, you know, wing on or something, and just some sautéed spinach. I mean, you know, that's kind of, it doesn't sound sexy and groovy, but that's kind of what it comes down to sometimes. I don't feel I have to put a starch and a veg and a, you know, and round out a plate completely like you might expect at a restaurant or something anymore.
So then let's discuss side dishes, what you would recommend for each entree meat. We'll start with beef, say a steak or beef stroganoff, something like that. What kind of sides would you recommend?
That's a good question. You know,
Well, thanks. That's my job.
You know, we have some favorites, but like for steak. So I'm grilling outside, you know, I want a nice cut of meat, and I do some pan searing, of course, in the house too, but for instance, here's something I like that may not appeal to everybody, but sweet potatoes. So, you know, we just came off the holidays, so it doesn't sound good right now with, you know, pecans and maple syrup and all that. No, not necessarily. This is a different thing. I would do a sweet potato. We are all about efficiency and speed. I'd microwave some sweet potatoes, pop them open. I would dump in a little bit of butter and some really nice blue cheese, like a Cabrales, you know, a Spanish blue cheese. I'd spend a little bit of money on it. I'd say, what the heck? Sweet potatoes are cheap. And then I'd throw in a little really nice ancho chili powder. And, man, I just love the way it goes together. It goes great together with a grilled steak. And it's not your traditional really sweet, candied sweet potato kind of thing. It's a lot more savory.
And what else with steak?
Oh, you know, I like sautéing, you know, greens. You know, we try to eat, you know, pack in spinach and so forth. I love grilled vegetables, you know. I mean, if I've got the grill going, there again, it's about efficiency. I've got no reason not to, you know, throw on some asparagus or some squash and zucchini that are always apparently in season, you know, and grill those off. Maybe, you know, a little bit of oil, a little bit of balsamic or something after they come off, you know, and just serve those up. Room temperature is fine by us, you know, with the entree.
Now, I have tried both the basket and then just a tray with a lot of holes in it and put that on the grill and grill the vegetables that way. Which way do you prefer?
Right on the grill itself, you know. I mean, you know, I don't, you know, it's not a social thing for me. You know, I'm not out there and, you know, have a drink in hand talking to people. I'm there for a purpose. It's mm-hmm. got the grill going, got the temperature I want, got my long tongs in hand, and man, I'm just, you know, doing the asparagus, trying not to drop it, obviously, through the grate. You know, it happens. let's admit it. But, you know, cut the vegetables, you know, the bell peppers and the squash and zucchini in such a fashion, they're not going to do that. They're easy to turn with your tongs and so forth and, you know, high heat, get a good sear on them, and then into a dish.
Now, move along to chicken. Do the same thing. Which sides, how would you prepare them?
You know, with chicken, you know, I used to be into, you know, I'd buy whole chickens and break them down and save the carcass for stock and this and that. And you know, it can be time consuming. So there again, about the efficiency. I like to cook things, you know, especially poultry and fish, bone in. So, you know, otherwise, I'm not going to put just a plain chicken breast on the grill. I'm going to do it with the little drumette, you know, so they call it an airline breast. Cook it with skin on. You can always take the skin off if you don't like it. I wouldn't call it polenta. I wouldn't call it grits. I'd go get some stone ground cornmeal, easy to find. I'd cook it like I might polenta, but I would throw in some golden raisins and some onions and maybe finish off with some feta. I love that as a dish together.
And quickly, pork or fish?
Fish. Fennel and leeks, maybe with some like an anisette, like Pernod or something, and a cream sauce with salmon. It's beautiful. It works wonderful. Of course, you know, you can find salmon most of the time. Being around the Gulf and the ocean a lot, I like grilling fish. You know, wood grilled is great, but it needs to be thick and steak-like. So halibut and grouper, they go great with all kinds of things, you know. This time of year, Merloton, you know, you say you cook a lot of Louisiana dishes. Well, you're familiar with Merloton. I think it's something that's grilled, really cool. Chop it up, you know, into slivers afterwards and make it as a relish. Well, what else? You can fill them, you know, Merloton. You can scoop out the flesh after you soften it up by cooking, steaming, and put in some stuffing and some chopped up shrimp and so forth. It could be a side dish or it could be an entree.
This has been Colley Boy. He's a retired professional chef, and he's worked all over the country. He's now happily retired from the culinary industry, but he still loves to cook. It shows, Colley. These are some great ideas. We truly appreciate you taking the time to share your expertise with us. Can I talk you into coming back and visiting with us again sometime?
Anytime, Randy. It'd be my pleasure.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be back with more food and fun after this break.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. If you love the taste of homemade sausage, Greek Smokehouse at Froberg's Farm in Alvin is an old-fashioned smokehouse with good old-country service. Greek Smokehouse makes 10 different flavors of homemade sausage and smokes them for hours over burning pecan wood. No artificial smoke flavor at Greek's. You'll know that as soon as you walk in the door. Try the house favorite, jalapeno cheese, deer, and pork sausage, or Greek savory boudin, Italian, or summer sausage. The freezer is full of hand-cut ribeye and strip steaks, stuffed pork chops and chicken breasts, stuffed bell peppers, and even peppers stuffed with boudin. And Greek stock seasoning meats to add to your next batch of greens or beans. Nothing's better together than homemade sausage from Greek Smokehouse and fresh veggies from Froberg's Farm right next door. Only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Greek Smokehouse. Those boys know how to do it.
May the forks be with you. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Greek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the man who turns all the grills on, Randy Haynes.
We are happy now to have Melinda Davenport as our next guest. How are you, Melinda?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well. No doubt some of our listeners are going to recognize your voice, Melinda, because Melinda is a graduate of Fort Bend Austin High School. She was a cheerleader there.
Yes.
She has a broadcast degree from the University of Houston. Melinda, you've also worked here in the Houston area. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so born and raised a Houstonian, and I'm the biggest Texan you can imagine that's actually living outside of Texas now. But before I got into broadcasting, I actually worked in the PR kind of media relations sector of communication. So as soon as I graduated from U of H, go Cougs, by the way, our football team's pretty impressive, I would say. I got into working at some of the big oil and gas and energy firms. And, you know, when you're a graduate in Houston, that's where you look to, because our energy sector is so robust and, you know, it hires such a great deal of people that are in the Houston area, and also people that are coming into Houston just to work, that are transplants from all over the place. So I worked at a company called KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, and working for some of the biggest and some of the best oil and gas companies, doing internal communications and public relations for them, ExxonMobil and Chevron. And so it was a great blast, and loved it, and loved being in my city. But then the TV news bug bit me.
Well, then tell us, where are you now?
So, I've been all over the place. I spent a lot of time in New England. Went to grad school in New England, too, at Northeastern University. But I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, one of the coldest places I could have possibly picked. But it's frigid. Right now, it is about 14 degrees. The wind chill's even colder. But I'm a morning anchor at the ABC station here in Milwaukee. So it's a struggle, because everyone's a Packers fan. And, you know, I'm a Texans fan. So we're both in the playoffs.
So Melinda has also worked for the New York Times Company. She's written a lot of digital articles about Houston and politics and cuisine. Mm-hmm. So food seems to be an area of interest for you. Where'd you get your interest in the culinary arts?
You know, it's funny. Everyone calls themselves a foodie nowadays, but I think I'm one of the originals. Because Houston is, and Southeast Texas, I mean, such a big food hub for everything from some of your Asian cultures, and of course barbecue, and some of the German influences that we have. So I've been eating good food since day one. And I tell you, writing about all of the art of the art scene in terms of food and the restaurants that opened when I was in Houston, that was kind of my focus. So anytime a new restaurant would pop up in downtown or uptown or midtown, or the Galleria, Sugarland, Woodlands, everywhere, you name it, I would go and review those for the New York Times Company as a freelancer.
Oh, tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Well, now, our executive producer, Greg Berlocker, says that you're a family friend, so we know that food is a noble pursuit for you.
Yeah.
Do you have any embarrassing stories you can tell us about Greg?
You know what's funny? So I used to be a pool rat. I used to lifeguard. We used to be his boys and my family, my brother and sister and I, were on the same neighborhood swim team. And so Mr. B, as I call him, he would be at the pool with his boys and sometimes with his wife, and I would always be there. And when I was really little, just learning how to swim, Greg would go, "All right, just hold on to me. You'll be fine. Hold on to me." And we'd be in the, you know, 5 foot section. Of course, I'm pushing 4'8" at that point, so I'm a tiny girl. You know, Mr. Berlocker's a big man. He's not a small guy. So he's got a lot of surface area for all these kids to hold on to. So we went to the deep end, and all the kids are falling around. We're swimming, having a good time. I'm like, "Oh, I'm terrified of the deep end. I don't want to go. Let me show you something." So he gets up on the diving board. We've got two diving boards at our neighborhood pool. And he goes, "I'm going to jump in, and you're going to be just fine when you jump in after me. No big deal. And you're going to see that it's just fine." I'm like, "Oh, okay, I don't know. We'll see what you do first." And next thing you know, jumps off the diving board and does a belly flop. I tell you, when half the water was out of the pool after that belly flop.
Okay, Melinda, we also know you're an avid angler. You like to fish. You ever been fishing with Greg?
No, I never have, and I'm jealous every time he posts a picture of one of those big fish he catches. I'm so jealous, but that's one thing that we haven't done, and I feel like the next time I'm in Texas, I'm going to have to take him up on his offer, because he's always offering to take me around, too. So that's one thing we haven't done, but we need to do.
So since you love to fish, and today's edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show is centered on side dishes, let's start with seafood. What are some of your favorite sides to go with a good cut of salmon, or maybe tilapia, or even shellfish?
Oh, so I'm a big seafood fan, and while I'm mainly a bass angler, every now and then I will go fishing for some trout. And when I catch some big, delicious, yummy trout, I'll usually keep them whole and saute them with rosemary sprigs on the inside. And the side dishes that I'll use with them are, I'll half some cherry tomatoes and put those in balsamic vinegar, give them a quick spin, and then I'll take some of the rosemary from the rosemary sprigs that I've stuffed into the fish, the whole fish,
mm-hmm.
and I will put those in there too, and then saute it just a little bit. You know, cherry tomatoes, they've got so much juice, and they're so squishy and juicy and robust that you don't really need to do too much with them, but that is the perfect complement to trout that I've ever tasted. It is so fresh, and it's light, and trout's pretty fresh and light too, so they go perfectly together.
So you mentioned barbecue a moment ago. How's the barbecue in the frozen north, eh?
Wah, wah.
You don't miss Texas barbecue or anything, do you?
Oh, you know what's funny? I will have my dad actually ship me barbecue Whoa. From some of my favorite restaurants in Texas because, don't get me wrong, love Wisconsin, but you just can't get the same barbecue as you can down south. You just can't.
Of course not. Of course. Have you offered to cook or maybe share some of your barbecue with people in Milwaukee?
Absolutely not. That's all for me.
So let's talk about side dishes for barbecue. Obviously, potato salad and coleslaw. Do you have a recipe for either one of those sides?
Oh, absolutely. So I have it's a little bit non-traditional, but it's grilled blue cheese and bacon potato salad.
Ooh.
Oh, it is just, it'll make you want to slap your mama, and I tell you, she'll slap you back because it's so delicious. It's basically grilled, so you know, this is an outdoor cooking show, you actually grill the red potatoes. You cut them in half, grill them in foil packets, and you put the olive oil and the salt and pepper and whatnot, but then once they're done, you got to mix mayonnaise. I do a little chopped parsley, white balsamic vinegar. Mm-hmm. That's the important part. A little bit of sugar, a little bit of Dijon mustard, red onion, and then that blue cheese and bacon all crumbled together. Stir it all up, put it in the fridge. You're right as rain.
And baked beans is another good barbecue side. How do you like to prepare baked beans?
So again, it's all going to sound different, a little bit crazy, but my favorite recipe has root beer in it.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So you get your regular old 16-ounce cans of pork and beans, so nothing fancy. I'll put a little onion. Of course, everything has bacon. Otherwise, it should be illegal. So bacon, onion, pork and beans. I'll do a little bit of your favorite hickory smoked barbecue sauce, so just whatever you have lying around. And of course, in Texas, we've always got barbecue sauce lying around.
Uh-huh.
Dry mustard and a little splash of hot sauce, and about a half of a can of root beer, but not the diet stuff, the real root beer.
Yes.
And I'll put it all over a skillet and bake it. I think I do 400 for about an hour or so until that sauce is thickened up. You can't taste the root beer, but it's got such a sweet and peppery taste with it. And you put in the mustard and that hot sauce gives it a little kick. It'll be your favorite baked beans recipe you've ever tried.
This is Melinda Davenport. She's a native Houstonian, but she now lives and works at WISN 12 News in Milwaukee. But for our purposes, she is just a Texas girl who loves to fish and cook. We thank you for taking time to visit with us, Melinda. And next time we talk, I want to find out how you are an adjunct professor for a community college system in New Hampshire while living in Wisconsin.
It's the future.
And we also want to hear about ice fishing, so we'll talk about that next time, okay?
Perfect. Thank you. It was such a pleasure talking with you today. I appreciate it.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?